What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, the final week of the NFL preseason has been crazy. There's been a lot of crazy and fun games to watch and witness. Right now, guys, I'm watching the Chiefs against the Browns. The Browns are winning 29-16. But guys, we are literally, we're 3 hours away from the New York Giants and the New York Jets to face off. But guys, I decided to come on here just because I wanted to talk about that game, actually, you know. Yes, I have another list for you guys. Okay, I have another list that I want to share with you guys today. My second list for today, I'm going to be including my five things that I feel like we all should be watching for in the final preseason game. So, yeah, that's basically it. Obviously, we have one more preseason game left before things start to get much more serious. And in a preseason tradition, the New York Jets will meet the New York Jets. It really doesn't matter because they both play in the same stadium. In the third preseason game, this game, which has affectionately been called the Snoopy Bowl, is where the intra-city rivalry between the Giants and the Jets usually plays out. This game, which has largely been played by backups, is a low-stakes exhibition game that carries a bit more meaning due to the dueling fan bases. But just because this game doesn't count doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. You know, the final preseason game is often the most important preseason game for a significant chunk of the 90-man roster. This is the last chance for players on the roster bubble to make a push and prove to the team that they belong. So, the question is, what should we be watching for in the final preseason game? So, let's get right into it. I think the first thing we should be watching for is who plays and when will they play and how much will they play. And here's why I got this at number one on my list. This has been one of the primary focus points throughout the preseason, and for good reason. The Giants front office has done a lot of work to improve the quality and overall depth of the roster over the 2022 iteration. That's obviously a good thing, but it's also made for a very competitive camp at several positions. So, I'm looking to see which running backs, wide receivers, and slot receivers and defensive backs get on the field first. The expectation here is that all of the rookies will play, and I wouldn't be surprised to see players like Evan Neal or Jason Pinnock start the game as well. However, which of the young running backs gets on the field first, or which slot corner starts the game or finishes it, could tell us a great deal about the Giants' views regarding the roster. Speaking of the slot, of particular interest is the slot receiver position. Paris Campbell is the starter, and Jalin Hyatt primarily played out of the slot in college. But what about the veteran trio of Sterling Shepard, Cole Beasley, and Jamison Crowder? Of the three, Jamison Crowder's path to the roster seems the toughest after rookie running back Eric Gray seized the starting punt return job. It seems hard to believe that Sterling Shepard could be an ex-Giant, but injuries are a looming question after two very significant lower body injuries the last 2 years. You know, and look, it's also worth noting that the Jets wide receiver corps has grown thin of late, particularly after the surprise retirement of Corey Davis. They could move to pick up any Giants receivers who play well but don't make the final squad. You know, so I think that's the first thing we should be looking out for. The second thing we should be looking out for is the I feel like the second thing we should be looking out for is what kind of offenses will the Giants run? You know, because look, I expect a vanilla offense from the Giants. and not even fancy French vanilla, you know, the generic store brand vanilla. So that will likely mean plenty of A and B gap runs, lots of play action, some rollouts, slants, crossing routes, and level concepts. In other words, the basics of their offense has, you know, as we've come to know it. But while Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll will do their best to, you know, best to hide the wrinkles in their scheme, the personnel groupings they could use be telling. In particular, I'm looking to see just how much 12 personnel the Giants run as opposed to 11 personnel. If the Giants have multiple tight ends on the field fairly often, that could be a clue that the Giants are looking at keeping four tight ends. The numbers game at the offensive skill position groups is going to be tough to balance during cutdowns. It's possible the team could be looking at Darren Waller and Lawrence Cager as receiving weapons first, which would allow them to potentially carry just five receivers or three running backs. So that's the second thing I feel like we should all be paying attention to. The third thing we should be paying close attention to is, will any unrestricted free agents force the Giants' hand? And what I mean by that is this. It seems like there's one every year. You know, last year, Tamon Fox and Ryder Anderson made the Giants roster as undrafted rookies. Obviously, Victor Cruz is the all-time poster boy for unrestricted free agent success stories. But even players like Henry Hynoski, Mark Herzlich, and Spencer Paysinger played roles in a good Giants team. So I feel like the question we should be asking ourselves, and also be looking forward into this game, will any of the Giants' 2023 undrafted free agents force their way onto the roster? You know, and a lot of people are saying that Bryce Ford Wheaton, thank God everyone picked Bryce Ford Wheaton, you know, to make the 53-man roster. 17% voted for Deshaun Corbin, 15% voted for Tommy DeVito, 7% voted for Deontay Johnson, and 5% voted for Alex Cook. Look, of the players Giants fans voted on, Tommy DeVito has definitely looked the best, and Deshaun Corbin, granted, who is a 2022 undrafted free agent, has had impressive moments as well. Bryce Ford Wheaton, you know, he fills a niche for the Giants as a big wide receiver with rare athletic traits. He's had issues consistently catching the football, which is kind of important for wideouts. But he's a physical blocker, and general manager Joe Shane gave him a shout out for his upside on special teams. That might not be as impressive as Trey Hawkins III storming onto the scene and seizing a starting job as a sixth round rookie, but it's nothing, you know. You know, so I feel like a good performance by Bryce Ford Wheaton today could force the Giants to keep him on the roster rather than expose him to the waiver wire. The fourth thing I think we should be paying attention to is how does the defense play? You know, and here's why. The Giants starting and key reserve defenders have played well enough the first two games of the preseason. So, you know, so far they've allowed just 3 points and have forced a turnover on downs and a 3-0. But that was against the Lions backups and a Panthers team that is just beginning its rebuild. They should get, you know, a much stiffer test this game. You know, Robert Saleh, who is the Jets head coach, confirmed that he'll play the Jets starting offense, featuring Aaron Rodgers for a few series. In particular, he said that he wants his starting offense to go through the transition of coming off the field, taking adjustments, and implementing them on the next series. I'm not expecting to see Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Kayvon Thibodeau, Azeez Ojulari, Bobby Okereke, Adoree Jackson, or Xavier McKinney out there to counter the Jets starting offense. However, I am expecting to see Deontay Banks, Trey Hawkins III, Jordan Riley, and Micah McFadden. Jason Pinnock and Cordell Flapp dealt with injuries this past week and could be held out of the game. Look, at they're all young players, but the Giants will be relying on them throughout the year. Trey Hawkins and Deontay Banks in particular could be key players in the Giants defense. The chance to go against a quarterback who was an MVP in 2020 in 2020 and 2021 and the reigning offensive rookie of the year could be invaluable to their development, you know? And the last thing we should be focusing on is one of the most important things. Injuries. Hopefully there's no injuries. You know, that's the last thing that us Giants fans need to look out for. And here's why. If we're starting each one of these by watching who plays and who doesn't, it's right to end on hoping for no injuries for both teams. You know, coaches use preseason games to evaluate the roster and work on aspects of their offense and defense and the kind of live game situations that are impossible to replicate in practice. But the top goal of the preseason has to be to escape without, you know, attrition taking hold. There will be losses throughout the season. That's almost unavoidable. But those losses are much more impactful if your depth is already undermined by losses suffered in camp and the preseason. Losing a player who you were counting on to be a key role player or valuable depth, it's bad in and out of itself. But it can also leave your roster dangerously thin if a starter has to leave the field during the season. Getting players ready means exposing them to the risk of injury. And that means this time of year is delicate balancing. You know, this time of year is delicate. It's a delicate balancing act. Coaches need to do what is necessary to get players ready to play regular season football, but also make sure they're healthy for when the games count. So, obviously, we're obviously going to see who plays when and how much and how well. All of that is useful information as we get ready for final cutdowns and then week one. But all I'm saying is this, having everybody healthy is most important from both a strategic perspective and a human one. So, yeah, no injuries. Yeah, guys, those are my five things that I feel like we should all be watching in the final preseason game between the New York Jets and the New York Giants. And yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about this list, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. So far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more updates if there are any. I'll also keep you guys updated for more lists if I can think of any more. And if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section on Spotify and just put down all your questions or comments if you have any. And I am free to answer or talk to you about them. And yeah, guys, but that's all I have for you today. But until then, I'm out. Peace.